A long-awaited deadline at the United Nations today. The chief weapons inspectors delivered a progress report on their search for banned weapons in Iraq. As expected, they gave a mixed review of Iraq's compliance with Security Council Resolution 1441. Both said they need more active cooperation from Iraq and more time to complete their work. There is support among many council members for extending the inspections, but Secretary of State Colin Powell was more skeptical.
The issue is not how much more time the inspectors need to search in the dark. It is how much more time Iraq should be given to turn on the lights and to come clean. And the answer is not much more time. Iraq's time for choosing peaceful disarmament is fast coming to an end.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports now on the day's events at the United Nations.
A lot of tension surrounded today's report by Hans Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei. Had they found Iraq to be blatantly uncooperative, the Security Council would have been forced to confront a decision on how to respond, something that many members would like to avoid or at least postpone. But the inspector's assessment was both positive and negative. Hans Blix said that Iraq has cooperated a great deal on procedural matters, such as access to sites within Iraq. But Blix says Iraq needs to be far more helpful on matters of substance, such as providing credible documentation of its activities.
Iraq appears not to have come to a genuine acceptance, not even today, of the disarmament which was demanded of it and which it needs to carry out to win the confidence of the world and to live in peace.
Blix, who oversees the chemical, biological, and missile inspections, said Saddam Hussein's government at times has hindered UN officials in their work. For example, when the inspectors notified Iraq that they plan to use a U-2 plane for aerial imagery and reconnaissance.
Iraq has refused to guarantee its safety unless a number of conditions are fulfilled. As these conditions went beyond what is stipulated in Resolution 1441, we note that Iraq is not so far complying with our request.
Mohammed El-Baradei, who oversees nuclear inspections, complained that Iraq has yet to make its scientists available for private interviews, even though Baghdad assured the inspectors last week that it would encourage scientists to cooperate. El-Baradei offered the council a progress report on the search for nuclear weapons.
We have to date found no evidence that Iraq has revived its nuclear weapon program since the elimination of the program in the 1990s. However, our work is steadily progressing and should be allowed to run its natural course.
El-Baradei argued that verifiable inspections of weapons activity take time. He pointed out that even when South Africa disarmed of its own accord, it took international inspectors 2 years to verify the results. After the council session, the ambassadors of France, Russia, and China, all of which have veto power, said that inspections are making progress and should continue. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said much the same. But U.S. Ambassador to the UN John Negroponte had this comment.
Nothing we have heard today gives us hope that Iraq intends to fully comply with Resolution 1441 or any of the 16 resolutions that preceded it over the last 12 years.
The Bush administration says that Iraq has had more than enough time to demonstrate its intentions. Negroponte made it clear that the United States is pushing the Security Council toward a decision.
In the days ahead, we believe the Council and its member governments must face its responsibilities and consider what message Council irresolution sends to Iraq and other proliferators.
Over the next day or so, UN ambassadors will consult with their capitals, then reconvene on Wednesday to discuss how to proceed. But British Ambassador Jeremy Greenstock said that immediate action is unlikely.
I don't think that debate will necessarily be conclusive. Indeed, most members of the Security Council, if not all members of the Security Council, regard this as part of an ongoing process.
A process that could continue for at least several weeks. Germany, which assumes the Security Council presidency next month, has called for the inspectors to report back to the Council again on February 14th. Britain is the United States' strongest ally in the effort to disarm Iraq, but even Britain, Greenstock says, would welcome yet another report. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.